Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Welcome to my series, David Inherits a Kingdom, where my story is in the midst of a civil war between the house of Saul and the house of David. Abner, a key player in this political arena, was killed off in my last story, leaving a power vacuum in Israel. Come find out how it gets filled. Abner was instrumental in bringing the last of King Saul's sons to power and installing him as king over Israel. Now, Abner was dead, and the last son of King Saul trembled in fear as the commanders of the army started to grab for power in the kingdom. The sons of Rimmon traveled to the house of King Saul and found King Saul's son taking a nap, an afternoon rest, in the house during the heat of the day. While he was still sleeping in bed, they struck him down, beheaded him, and they traveled all night long to Hebron to deliver the head as a present to King David. As they knelt down before David, they brought good tidings. "Behold, we bring the severed head of the last of King Saul's son, your enemy who has sought your life. And now our God has given you vengeance this day to the descendants of Saul." David just stared at them. "As the Lord lives, who has redeemed my life from all distress, do you not know the one who brought good news of how he killed King Saul in the battlefield and brought me Saul's crown and bracelet, was struck down by me because he had killed the Lord's anointed? How much more will I give as a reward to wicked men who have killed a righteous man in his own house, sleeping in his own bed? Shall I not too require your blood and have you wiped off the earth? Guards, take care of these men." The guards took the men, killed them, cut off their hands and feet, and then hung them from a tree for all to see, marking the end of the house of Saul. It looks like the door is open for David to seize power and bring Israel under his control with the house of Saul out of the way. You'll have to come back to find out if the civil war is actually over or if someone else has come to power. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.